proclamation number 7596 dated the May 7th, 1960. Serious warning about the end. Consciously receive my word as your father's loving speech and listen to what I want to say to you. You are living in the last phase of this earth. It is you who live in the last days. It is you who can still experience the spiritual turning point if your state of maturity allows you to persevere to the end. The time of the end has irrevocably come, regardless how implausible you deem this to be. For the day is predetermined in my plan of salvation and it will be adhered to because the time is fulfilled. There will be no more delay, for the adversary's activity is getting out of hand and his actions will always be brought to an end when he exceeds the boundaries of his authority, when he has influenced people to the point that they'll lose all faith in a God who one day will hold every individual person to account as to how he has lived his life. The human being is supposed to choose his Lord during his lifetime on earth. He is supposed to choose me and reject my adversary, and thus he must also be informed about both powers who want to possess him and fight for his soul. This knowledge is crucial for making a decision. My adversary, however, tries to suppress this information and he succeeds because people, due to their attitude and their will, leave themselves open to his influence. And he takes advantage of it in a way which surpasses his authority by far. He influences people to take violent actions against the believers, against everything that is to be understood as belief in a God and Creator. Most of all, he tries to induce people into eradicating the belief in the divine Redeemer Jesus Christ. He will unleash the final battle of faith and, in a manner of speaking, force me to put an end to his activities in order to save the few, who want to remain loyal to me, from eternal ruin. And this time is near and therefore also the end. By repeatedly announcing this to you through my word, I only intend to make you realize the significance of the time you are living in. You should be aware of the gravity of this time and take care not to fall prey to my adversary's artful temptations, for he influences people in an appalling manner in order to make them abandon their belief in me and is very successful. And if I am now counteracting his actions by speaking to people myself in order to enable them to have faith in me or to strengthen their faith, then this, in itself, is already an explanation for my word from above, which truly ought to convince you, for my love for you humans motivates me to help you in a time of momentous spiritual hardship, which can let you go astray for eternities and which I therefore would like to stop from happening to you. Even though your free will alone is decisive, I nevertheless take pity on your ignorance, your misguided thinking and indifference, and by talking to you I try time and again to shake you out of your apathy and motivate you to think. Believe that you will be in great spiritual peril if you don't abide by my word and fight against your enemy. Believe that you have the strength to do so, that you need not fear to succumb in the battle against him. Just change your will. Direct it towards me if you want to find God, and I will let myself be found by you. But if you are indifferent, my adversary will gain the upper hand over you, and then you will be lost for an endless time. This is the danger you find yourselves in, and I know that you need exceptional help, yet I cannot determine your will. I can only ever speak to you again and warn and admonish you. I can only ever give you my merciful love and inform you of what is to come, of the time you are approaching. I cannot do anything other than lovingly speak to you time and again, so that you may recognize a God and Father, so that you will believe in him and loyally abide by this faith. But the end will come irrevocably, for my word is truth and fulfills itself, and the hour of the end has been predetermined since the beginning of time. Hence accept my word in your hearts and just desire to become blessed. And I will not leave you. I will give you strength to persevere until the end. I will be a powerful protection and shield for my own and support you when you have to profess me before the world. Amen.